Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Waterford Township has filed a lawsuit against the city of Northfield. The two communities have had an ongoing disagreement about an annexation agreement formed in 1980. Northfield Administrator Ben Mardick.
On the 26th of April, the city was served with a summons and complaint from Waterford Township, making two claims, one for breach of contract and two seeking a declaratory judgment.
In 1981, the two entities signed an agreement that sought special legislation that they share revenue in perpetuity. Northfield would pay Waterford tax reimbursements on the annexed land, which is where Maltech now sits, and legislators ratified it. Waterford attorney Mike Corey said it's an unusual agreement, further explaining.
As part of that process, both the city and the town had to pass a resolution that says we, in essence, we recognize that special legislation and in essence agree that it applies to us. That made the special legislation effective. So not only did the legislature pass it, but in 1981, the city and town both said, yes, we agree that this legislation should apply to us.
In 2010, after an inquiry from then-Administrator Joel Walensky, City Attorney Chris Hood rendered an opinion that all obligations to Waterford had been fulfilled and they did not need to pay them anymore. His opinion is attached to the complaint, which I have posted on KYMNradio.net. I asked him to explain it.
The opinion speaks for itself. You know, again, since this is a litigated matter, I'm not going to get into a discussion of what our arguments might be and what our legal strategy might be going into that case. That's something that we'll reserve for a judge.
According to Corey, both Waterford and Northfield needed to agree on it. Waterford Township has not. By 2010, with the agreement 29 years old, Northfield had paid nearly $74,000 to Waterford. Waterford has continued to bill Northfield since 2010 after they stopped payment. In 2014, then-Mayor Dana Graham appointed Councilors Weifel and David Ludischer to start working with Waterford to come to some form of agreement to end the dispute. In 2016, Mardick and Graham were in negotiations and were close to agreeing to pay Waterford a lump sum of $50,000. But at the last minute, according to Graham, a Waterford supervisor would not agree. Mardick said,
the most recent action the council took was back in 2017 in the late year when they took action to propose to pay the first, I think, $1,000 of mediation cost and to try and find a neutral third-party mediator.
Corey said the township had been trying for months to agree on a mediator.
But the final straw, if you will, is where the city's attorney came back and said, the city will only mediate on these terms, meaning if we have an agreement that has these terms in it. And that pretty much defeats the purpose of mediation. The city was dictating the terms of what the ultimate agreement would look like before we even chose a mediator.
Hood said that council wanted them to use the Office of Administrative Hearings, but Corey said no.
Mike had suggested a particular mediator that I didn't believe was going to be a very good choice from the city's standpoint, primarily because I didn't think that person would be impartial.
Waterford is asking for nearly $36,000 in money they believe owed, attorney's fees and court costs, and the joint resolution to be valid and binding. The city has 20 days from receipt to respond. That will be May 16th. And the Northfield Council will pass the puck to the citizens. They voted last night to allow staff to start preparing a half-cent sales tax and a property tax question to the Northfield ballot this November for a two-sheet community recreation center. Six community members spoke in favor, one of them, 11-year-old Emily Behem, a hockey player who balances school with sports.
Going to Shattuck and other places out of town for late practices is stressful, and getting home as late as 10 p.m. when I have to wake up for orchestra, band, or student council the next morning is stressful. It's also stressful to not be with my hockey team before a game because we usually only get one locker room and not all our team fits in one locker room. So we have to go to locker room 8, and locker room 8 is basically just a hallway with a curtain for privacy, and lots of times people walk in while we're changing.
Three residents were opposed, including Don McGee. He referred to other projects, including the safety of the intersection at Highway 246 in Jefferson.
you are going to have to answer the question, what comes first? These are all important. They're all good. I have no problem with building an ice arena or whatever you want to call it. But we can't do it all. And do they get to move to the front of the line? Or do we address some of these issues that have been out there for 10 or 20 years?
It was unanimous from the dais to send the question to voters for the proposed $21 million facility. While driven by the Hockey Association, the argument that it would benefit the entire community was a driving force for the council to send the question to the voters. City staff will now work to craft the questions to the voters and hammer out details. The half-cent sales tax question will go to Dundas Council May 14th. Martig and Pownell were in studio this morning with a recap of the meeting. That interview is online at kymnradio.net. News from around the state is next.